Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Prepare for Change Radio. I am your host today. My name is Lynn, Chair of the Healing Group at Prepare for Change. It is my pleasure to have as my guest today my friend Alex Collier. Alex has been a contactee with the Andromedan race since childhood. He's been enlisted by the Andromedans to disseminate their message to humanity here on planet Earth. Alex's information is different from the rest because his sources are different from others' sources. As always, this information is presented to you as another area for discernment. Take in what resonates and discard the rest. It is always up to you to decide what your truth is. With a gracious hello, I welcome Alex Collier.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I'm happy to have you today as my guest.
That's an honor and a privilege.
I'd like to mention the Alex Collier website, www.alexcollier.org. This site was started for Alex by his friend James Harkin. The site is a comprehensive wealth of information on many different subjects that has been relayed to Alex over the course of many years. Please go there and do further listening and reading of the information that Alex compiled for us from the Andromedans. The right-hand column offers video, audio, and articles that go back to the beginning of when Alex began to publicly speak about these topics. I'd like to mention the letters from Andromeda, which are also found in this right-hand column. These are messages from the Andromedans given to Alex in the 90s. They apply to us today. When you read or listen, you will note that these are probably things that you have heard before. It takes consciousness to put these principles into action. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Alex?
Well, just that it's actually not my site. I literally have nothing to do with it. James put this up together so that all the information would be in one particular place. He also does other people, for example, the great Lindsay Williams. James also archives and manages his website, or owns it, I should say. So he's, Mr. Harkins is an incredibly wonderful young man, and he is, I'm just so grateful that he has done this and has been helping, and he has become a really great friend over the years.
You know, Alex, every day there are people noticing that there's something wrong with life here on planet Earth. We have representatives in Congress that vote in favor of horrendous bills that support the corporations that make pesticides that go into our food sources, not holding them responsible for their actions. Congress is stripping states' rights to decide whether or not to allow GMO labeling in their own state. We have states like California that are taking away the parents' rights as to whether or not to vaccinate their child, even though anyone looking at the contents that make up a vaccine would be horrified to note how many toxic ingredients are included. Even the nightly news seems to be fear-based, with car crashes, police actions, sinkholes, and of course the constant threat of civil unrest and war. For those new people just waking up and beginning to search for answers, where would you advise that they start their search?
Well, that's a tall order there. Well, let me start by just saying to the new people, the newbies, as we affectionately call you, that we have all been there. We have all been newbies at one point or another. And in the very beginning, it can be incredibly overwhelming when you're exposed to information that is new, that is startling, that conflicts with what you have been taught, what reality is. But as you begin to take in the information and you begin to experience effort to keep humanity disempowered through religions, through bad government, through poor education, poor medical, misleading medical practices, and just so many different things. You will, and if you haven't already gotten those pieces, you know, you certainly will when you start down this trail. Now, the remarkable thing about where I come from and many other speakers, I mean, there's so many incredible speakers out there, is the fact that we are absolutely not alone. We have never been alone. In fact, the galaxy, the universe has been teeming with life long before our civilization ever came to be. We just don't remember. And we have been, again, dumbed down, misdirected, confused, to keep us from looking at this as a possible reality. And what's most interesting is that, yes, there are ETs. Yes, they do fly around in incredible light ships. Yes, they can bend time. Yes, they have amazing technology, including healing technology. But when you get right down to it and you break it down to its simplest core, they are not all that different from us. They want love. They want respect. They want to be free. They want to raise their children in a safe and clean environment. We have so many things in common with them. But in order to initiate a genuine open dialogue with humanity, it's imperative that humanity be open to the idea that, one, they exist. Two, that absolute discernment needs to be exercised when dealing with extraterrestrials, because you have good and you have bad. We have the duality in space, in the fourth dimension, third dimension, even in the fifth dimension, there is a duality, okay? And we have to practice discernment. But, you know, all of that's coming. I mean, the awakening of humanity, the innocence of not knowing that we're not alone is definitely coming to an end here, and it literally could happen, you know, at any time. Preparations have already begun for disclosure, but no one knows exactly when that's going to occur. But it's coming, and, you know, the odds are well in our favor that it's going to be, you know, within our lifetime, So.
I think that soft disclosure is going on every day all around us.
Yes, it is. In subtle ways, it absolutely is. You're right. But I mean, you know, here they are. Ta-da! You know, here's Andromeda.
Yes.
Here's Pleiadians. You know, like that. So, you know, because most of us are visual. Most people now are visual. They've been so indoctrinated with the visual, and they become detached from their essence, from their soul, where they already know these truths. You know, not everyone's connected to that portion of themselves any longer.
Alex, do you feel that the message has changed in any way? Let's say since the year 2000, then the messages that you started revealing in the 90s?
No, I don't. I think if anything has changed, it's the complexity of the situation. And I don't know the entire scenario anymore. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, when I first started talking at that little bookstore in Santa wrestle with that. How do you get people to voluntarily go within and do introspection? How do you get people to look at this information openly and objectively without violating their free will? That's a very interesting question, and that's a very, very interesting issue that many of the benevolent races are having to deal with. So, in my opinion, no, the message hasn't changed, but what's interesting is that as more and more people wake up, the more diversity of perspectives, it seems like the more complex the message has to get, or it has to be reworded in such a way that everybody can understand it. And even then, you know, not everybody will understand what you're saying, because cultures are so different. The people in the Middle East, their culture is completely different than us in the West. You know, it's very difficult to find sometimes common ground, especially when you're talking about something like this, whether it's extraterrestrial or off-world proof of life before, either through archaeology or the such. I mean, we can't even agree on Jesus, you know. So it's interesting. So I don't know. I think it's just gotten more complicated. And
I find that very true. And I think that maybe that's why there are so many different ET groups that are trying to communicate with people all over the world. It's probably to bridge that gap that we have within our own societies.
Well, you know, you mentioned it earlier in your introduction about discernment and about what resonates. I would like you to look at the idea that the reason there are so many different groups here is because there are so many different souls from different planetary groups here. Whether they remember it or not, their soul essence is here. Now, what I mean by that is at some point before there was any physicality in this galaxy or this universe, we were all spirit, okay? Individual consciousnesses looking to experience, have an experience of physicality, of creating physicality. So, if Earth wasn't here, we would have incarnated in other places. We would have had physical forms in other places, other cultures, other civilizations. That clearly wouldn't be Earth, okay? There's not a single soul on this planet was born and hatched here. That is just not how it happened. And, you know, you can argue till the cows come home. That's just not what happened. So the reason we have so many different groups is that they're trying to reach and resonate to those soul groups that are from their star systems, okay?
That makes
sense.
They're
all doing their part to trigger memory. And, you know, and the way they do that is by the message, the inflection of the message, the voice of the message, because it will carry a resonance. And that's the deal. Plain and simple, that's the deal.
Yes. So, we're really creators of our own reality. We've been used to create our third density physicality. And we're really powerful beings that don't know our own abilities. Would you say that's a correct assessment?
The bottom line is yes. That is a correct assessment. However, until you awaken to that fact, you're not the creator of your reality. Or I should say, you are being guided and led by a reality that's being fed to you that could very well be an illusion. Once you are awakened to that fact, that you are in fact have the power to create your reality, that you are the sole responsibility of your own happiness, that you are eternal as a soul, that you're not going to be put into hellfire damnation and burned and torn apart over and over and over again every day for eternity. Once you grasp that, and you let go of that fear, and you come to a place where you understand, you know what? I'm really a sovereign being. There is an amazing amount of power, self-empowerment in that moment of absolute recognition. It can also be a scary moment, because now you're looking at the world and you're saying, what the hell have I been believing all these years? You know? Because then you'll see things that'll make sense. And a lot of people, when they get to these moments, one of the first things they go through is, wow, they have an epiphany. Then they go into anger, because they can't believe how they've been misled, lied to, betrayed, etc. And then once they move past the anger part, they begin to settle in and they begin to realize that we have all been going through this. God, listen, you know, to describe something like this is often quite challenging.
Yes, it very much is.
To go through this school and to be taught that this is what it is, this is the way it is, this is how you're supposed to react, this is how you're supposed to act, this is who you're supposed to be, and then to finally realize they were all wrong. They were all wrong. This is not who I am. This is not who I want to be. You know, I want more, but it isn't a physical more. It's a spiritual more. It's not about the physical pleasures. It's about freeing yourself in a way that you can absolutely experience unconditional love. That's what it is. It's a reckoning. It's about reconnecting and reckoning and having a recognition of who you really are, who you really were, before we all fell into this physicality. I hope I'm explaining it.
I resonate with every single word you're saying. And I think that every person who has gone through this waking up process has experienced this. And really, what more is there in life than just wanting to be loved, wanting peace and happiness, and getting along with everybody else? What else is there?
Right. I mean, how hard is it to... We all want to experience joy.
Yes.
Now, that may be different for everybody else. Okay, but when you break it down, it is about being content and feeling complete love for yourself and for others. Okay? That's joy. And you look at this world that has so many gifts, and you're like, why is it that no
that's exactly what we need. We need for our humanity to unite and speak as one against this oppression. And a lot of people don't understand how they're being oppressed. They think that this is life and this is the way it's supposed to be. But it can be more. It can be so much more than that. And it's up to us to make it happen.
Well, no one else is going to do it for us, you know, because we wouldn't value it as much. We wouldn't appreciate it
right.
for a little while, you know, but then we'd turn around and mess it up. I mean, it's when you pick yourselves up from your bootstraps, you know, when you realize, hey, I've been down, I've been on the floor, my back to the wall, lost everything, but you know what, I turned it around. That is a self-empowering moment no one can ever, ever take away from you. And just your presence after having had that experience, you become the teacher. You begin to resonate that self-confidence, that exude that self-confidence that other people will pick up on. And they will want to know, hey, what's going on with you? How did you do this? You know, what words of wisdom? Then you become the teacher and you teach them how to do it for themselves. And then they turn around and they teach, you know, generations, younger generations, how to come through this and get to this point. Because, you know, the generation of kids we have coming up, oh my God, in many respects, they're completely entitled. They have this feeling of entitlement, and they're in for a rude awakening, all of them. You know, that's not how this works.
Yes.
And, you know, they need to be empowered with tools. But we have to learn them ourselves, otherwise we can't teach them.
Right.
You know?
You know, when you were talking, I envisioned in my head the picture of a child who wants a toy very badly, and these days it's mostly video games that they want. And if you run out and buy that child every single video game that they want, you know, they take it for granted that this is just something that they're entitled to and they can have whenever they want. But if you make that child work for the toy that they want so badly, once they get that toy, they are so grateful and so happy. It means more to them. Alex, how would you look at this situation with a child who is given toys just every time they want one? Do you see the value in working for something that you really want?
Well, obviously. That's pretty old school. But at the same time, I think most parents genuinely are doing the best that they can. If both parents are working and, you know, the kids are on their own a lot and they're home, you know, the parents are doing everything they can to compensate for their lack of being there with their children because they have to work to cover expenses, whether it be a mortgage, car payments, etc. So I think the bottom line is that everyone's doing the best they can. If you know, to me that isn't necessarily the issue. To me the issue is children, even a lot of young adults, even adults our age, they have detached from their frequency, their soul, their essence. If they don't spend any time being quiet, they'll never hear their frequency. They will never observe nature. They will never, you know, connect to the spiritualness of what our world is and who they are. I think what happens is they can become very, very disillusioned when they detach from their essence. And, you know, this is not new information, obviously. I mean, you know, many people have been talking about this for thousands of years, and this has been an issue. something's missing, because they've been sitting their $600,000 house, their $1 million house. They can sit in the car mom and dad just bought them. They could be, you know, sitting in the basement on the big screen playing their Xbox One and all this other stuff. They have everything they physically want, but they're not happy. You know, and that's because that part of them that's missing is not outside of them, it's inside of them. They need to find that. They need to connect to that. And there just is no substitute for that. There's no way to fill that hole with anything material. It has to be an essence, a spiritual essence. They have to search for that. They have to look for that with their own soul. That's, in my opinion, that's the key piece here.
So what you're saying is that we need to be quiet and listen to the answers that are inside.
Yes, you have to self-empower yourself from within. And the only way you can do that is to begin to realize who you really are, what makes you tick. You know, I said in Rob's thing, in the talk with Rob Potter, you know, we, many of us now fully realize what we don't want. Once you get to that place and you recognize what it is you don't want, then you begin to start looking for what you do want. And that's the part of self-discovery that is very empowering. Okay? It is all self-empowering when you realize what you do want, because then you go after it. You go after it with a passion, with an effort that almost becomes effortless, because it's you know, everything is frequency. Everything is harmony. Color, light, and sound. Once you get that, and you can calm yourself, you will be guided to what it is that you resonate to that frequency of what it is that you want. It's there. It's been there all the time. It's just we get distracted with all this other garbage that has, in the long run, has done nothing but waste our time. And that's, you know, that's the only currency of the world. That's the only currency of the universe. That's the only currency of all physical life is time. You only get so much of it to experience, you know. And if we got that part, if we understood that it's limit, that being in the physical is very limited and it's an amazing gift, maybe we would create better things, more. We would bring more joy to ourselves and to others. You know?
Yes. So, where do you see is the best place for us to start? You know, whether we're a child or an adult, how can we turn things around and start from this point in time?
You have to just start from wherever you're at. You know, if any of this resonates to you at all, you know, you have to start. All you can do is start with the moment. The moment you're in, right at this moment. That's it. Because the past is already gone. The future isn't here yet. You're still creating that, but you're creating that right now in the moment. Right here, right now, this present moment, you're creating the future, which isn't here yet, but it's coming. Okay? The past is already gone. You can't relive that. So you just have to start in the moment. Park. I mean, in nature, that's where I am right now. I am walking on a bridge dock that's overlooking a lake, and there are, you know, birds and sparrows. I'm in one of my sacred spaces where I go. And, you know, everybody has to find that place for themselves, you know, or create it in their home. A space, a corner of the house where you have your lights and your candles, your crystals, your incense, your favorite chair. Just a place where you can just connect to yourself. You know, and that's going to be different for everybody. Everybody's going to be different. What they want to do, how they relate to that, how they interpret it. And that's okay. There is no wrong and there is no right. But you are not going to get your answers from Fox News and MSNBC.
Alex, you have such a beautiful spiritual place where you reside. I just love the way you put things together and express yourself, you know, and I know it comes from your soul, and it's beautiful.
It's also come from experience, you know. I mean, Hugh Joseph of the Nez Perce once said to a congressman, you know, the congressman asked him, how is it that you've kept your people together so long? And he said, you know, wisdom comes from experience, and experience comes from poor decisions.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
I can't say it any better than that myself. And, you know, nothing else needs to be said.
You know, one thing I'd like you to talk about, Alex, I listened to an older video that you did. Actually, I think it was a conference you were at, and you were talking about mentoring, and that the Andromedans wanted to actually mentor us and help us to move forward. Can you speak a little about that?
Yeah, there's been, I know that the A's have talked about it. They've talked to me personally about it. I'm assuming the other three contactees they have spoken to about this. I don't know if they're actually out speaking about it. I know that other benevolent groups have also done this. Even to a degree, the regressives have been mentoring, you know, those who are following them or doing their dastardly deeds. You know, they've also done some mentoring. And essentially what it is, it's teaching, it's educating. The whole purpose here, and I think Albert Einstein said it best, and I'll open up this next dialogue by saying what Albert Einstein said, because I think it's something we can all relate to. He said, you cannot solve the problems of the world with the same thinking that created them.
Makes sense.
It does make sense, you know. So, essentially what he's saying is we would need to look at something from a completely different perspective. Now, what is that perspective? Personally, I think we would need multiple different perspectives, not just one or two. I think multiple perspectives would be a good thing, because everybody has different insight. More knowledge, the more views you have of a particular situation, I personally think the better. The key here, though, is no matter how much mentoring we get, we have to be responsible then with the knowledge that we're given, because ultimately we're the ones that have to fix this, and ultimately we're the ones that have to carry on with it, carry on with the work. Once we start it and we agree this is the way to go, We need to follow through. We need to follow through with it, with the work, whatever that is. We need to make adjustments, whatever those adjustments are going to be, as we go forward in fixing and healing humanity and figuring out how to live with the resources that we have. And to move, you know, in our entire civilization into a place of mutual respect. We have to own that process. We have to own our actions at that point. And I don't know if we're there yet. I don't know if the numbers are there yet to actually do that yet. And maybe that's why, you know, disclosure isn't full-blown at this point. Maybe that's why we haven't been introduced to either side, because we're not ready to really own the process yet. We're still pretty much disempowered, many people are, and many are still in a space where they're blaming others and everyone but themselves for specific situations that they themselves created or agreed to participate in. I mean, it is impossible to come up with one scenario that fits all. It's just not possible. But if you're going to self-empower yourself, if you're going to walk
very wise words.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
So you don't think that we're at the point where we can have the ET groups, the benevolent ET groups, mentor us at this point in time?
Well, they're not here. It's obviously not exactly happening. So that's the only conclusion I can come to, is that I think we're not quite there yet. Because if we were there yet, I would think it would be happening.
Agreed. You know, one of the things, I was one of those people back in the 90s in that bookstore where you spoke. And one of the things that I remember you saying way back then was a quote from one of your contacts, that the love that we withhold is the pain that we carry. And I've remembered
lifetime
that.
After lifetime.
Yes. I remembered that for like 25 years now. And I try to remember that when I'm in a situation that I need to remember that.
It's sometimes hard, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's real work. That can be real work. You know? And I think, well, I'll just give you my own perspective based on my own experience. That's really the only validity that I have on it, is that whenever I feel that I cannot control the situation, I do not have control of any kind of a situation, I
wanted to make a difference. I didn't want to sit on the sideline and have things just happen to me. I wanted to make things happen. And to me, that's what this radio show is about. It's about giving people choices and expanding people's consciousness so that they're...
But you can only do that after you've done the work.
Yes.
Yes. You can only teach that once you've done the work. And that can be a mother, huh?
It sure is.
That can be a mother.
You know, but I do think we're getting somewhere. I think we're making progress.
I think so. I do. Still there?
I still am.
Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to say to our audience tonight, either about you or about your contacts with the Andromedans or about life in general that we haven't already talked about?
Okay. Well, you know, I have often said to many very close friends, if I had to do it over again, I would. And I have to take that back right now. I probably would do it again. And, you know, the whole alien thing is fascinating. It's a wonderment. It is a remarkable journey, and we will all be in awe, those of us who are alive, when things really shift into high gear. But, you know, ultimately, their coming here is not about them, it's about us. It's really about us waking up. It's really about us coming to a place of maturity, not only as individuals, but as a race, as a civilization, and taking that step into a much larger family, into a much larger awareness. This is really all about us. It isn't about them. And you're either going to want to be at the party or you're not. And I just want to say to everyone that has sent me kind emails and has helped, I love you. Thank you so much. I would not have made it without your help. And even though I am still having a difficult time, I get up every morning now with hope that I didn't have a couple years back. Didn't have any at all. But now I do, and it's because of you. It's because of your support and your kindness, and I hope I can do the same for all of you. There you go. I don't know what else to say.
Well, you are very welcome, Alex. I'm sure you have many people out here in cyberspace that appreciate your work that you've done and are doing, and for being such a great guide on this path. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on our Prepare for Change radio show. And I'm hoping that the things that have been said today will be helpful to many, and that many more will join us so that we can change our world for the better and make that new world where there is peace and love and joy and where we're all happy to be in this great land of Gaia. So thank you for joining me today, Alex, and we will speak again.
Thank you, Lynn. It's truly been an honor. You take care.
This has not been an evening full of earth-shattering new information, but rather the reflections of one man's very unique experience with extraterrestrials and how it has shaped his life and outlook. Alex has had many severe hardships, especially in recent years. He is still in recovery mode and really needs some added assistance from this community of awakened souls. It is up to us as to what kind of world we want in our future. We can start now by showing love and kindness, helping out a good man. Now is the time for us to support each other, especially when one of our own is in need. I encourage you to go to alexcollier.org and use the donate button. All proceeds from this action will go directly to Alex. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us for this hour. Please join us each Sunday night on BBS Radio Station 1 at 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Shows can be heard in the Archives section of the Media tab. Please remember that PFC is a volunteer group and we survive by donations only. So look deep within, and if you feel so guided, we encourage you to go to prepareforchange.net website and donate an amount you can't afford. That way you can assist us to continue the work at prepareforchange.net global movement. We thank you for your generosity and your much needed show of love and kindness. Remember, we are all voices of the world.